This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
Well, we mentioned that we had a focus today on health and life sciences, a lot of money going into that area. We mentioned also earlier from the World Economic Forum, up to 80% of providers in the U.S. are planning to invest in technologies, including digital health, AI, machine learning, as well as tools to support clinical staff and caregivers over the next 5 years. Our next guest involved in this deal space.
We're talking to Yousef Saban, managing partner at Acuity, joining us from London. Yousef, how are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing pretty well, thanks. We've really got a great healthcare theme with today's show, understanding biotech, especially investments in the space. We've reported a lot in recent weeks, and big thank you to our team in Silicon Valley, about the belt tightening that we're seeing at startups, even major tech companies like Meta Platforms and PayPal and Twitter, either announcing layoffs, freezing hirings, or in Twitter's off case, rescinding offers. What are you seeing from your position?
We get asked a lot if this downturn is different than previous ones, and we believe it is, but so were all other previous ones. And the key is to focus what led to the recession right before it happened. There have been three recessions in the last 40 years since 1980, and more than double that number before 1980. Only one lasted over a year. That was 13 years ago in 2008. And that was the only one that was remotely comparable to the current pullback with respect to the VC industry. And since then, things have evolved materially. Banks have stronger liquidity, LPs have higher dry powder, and the evolution of technology is much faster than it was. So we personally believe that there will be a faster course correction, and healthcare is fairly uncorrelated to the markets as far as patient sickness, so we should see a more rapid recovery in the coming months.
Is the space different than other traditional venture capital spaces because life sciences, and Carol and I talked a lot about this, the resilience of life sciences, especially in the context of real estate, Carol, because we've seen a lot of investment in real estate around the country when it comes to life sciences, because it's one area where that perhaps, I mean, that advocates would say is recession proof. But Yousef, do you see it differently than other areas where venture capitalists do invest?
We do indeed. And as far as your point on real estate, it is incredibly tough today to find lab space for some of the portfolio companies that we're looking at, especially in the Boston area where most of them are based. Lab space is getting increasingly expensive to get, increasingly scarce, and they have to get significantly out of Boston to be able to find lab space. So, yes, we see quite a few issues with real estate. But looking at the broader VC industry, I mean, in the first quarter of 2022, $10.4 billion was invested in global tech startups, which is off 36% from the previous quarter, where we had a little over $16 billion invested. And we saw huge health tech deals that saw their valuation halved quarter over quarter, and the Q1 22 mega round fundraising tally for healthcare was much smaller than any single quarter going back to Q2 2020. So as far as healthcare, we believe that mental health and telehealth segments will continue to generate strong demand and investor interest, but also as a defensive sector, pioneering therapeutics will rebound faster given the uncorrelated relationship between sickness and market sentiments.
So, you know, it's interesting. When I was looking at your website earlier on today in prep for our interview, you know, you guys talk about new science and voids in the new science and tech space. What are the voids in new science and tech space? You just talked a little bit about it. Because I sometimes think when we're talking about disruption, innovation in healthcare and science in the science space, we're thinking like metaverses in the medical community. As we talked earlier,
it's metaverse.
Carol, sorry. But when we talked earlier with the head, the CEO of Color, right?
Yeah.
You know, this is about shots and vaccines and just something that sounds so basic, but that's innovation and disruption. If you think about making sure it's all accessible, so how do you think about new science and the voids in new science and where you want to put your investment dollars?
So for us, as far as we're concerned, unless we see that a technology is truly disruptive, we believe that commercialization will continue to be challenging. And we will see significantly reduced interest rate into me-too technologies, which is an area that we try to actively avoid. We look at healthcare from a much broader perspective than a pure life sciences fund. We're focused on five subsectors, which are biopharma, devices and diagnostics, digital health, sensors and wearables, and consumer health. And so we look at healthcare not just as a way to try and find the latest biotech firm that will develop the latest FDA-approved drug, but more as a way to keep healthy people healthy, to improve healthcare access, to lower the cost of healthcare. And so those white spaces that you see on our website is something that we actively look for to try and improve outcomes. And for instance, I'll give you the example of one of our portfolio companies, which is a Boston-based company called
Mobile. And just got about 30 seconds. Go ahead. Yeah, please.
Yes. Which is a company that has developed a new process, new design, a new pathway to reduce the cost of biologics manufacturing by over 90%. Mm-hmm. And so this is going to change the game as far as disrupting a $300 billion industry that's dominated by the same four companies, and that's been the case for the last 40 years. Those are the kind of white spaces that we look to fill.
You talk to a lot of Americans who are paying for the cost of drugs, and they would argue that that is one area that has not been disrupted, really, and could use it. Really fascinating. Look forward to catching up with you again. Youssef Saban, managing partner of Acuity, joining us on the phone in London.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg.